Writing for the court in a 3-0 opinion, Judge Richard Posner, a Reagan appointee, said that when there is no justification for governments treating a traditionally discriminated against group significantly worse than the dominant group in the society, doing so denies equal protection of the laws. Wisconsin voters added the gay marriage ban to the state's constitution in 2006. That popular vote was one of the reasons lawyers for the state said the ban should be upheld. The argument did not sway Judge Posner, who wrote, quote, "Minorities trampled on by the democratic process have recourse to the courts. The recourse is called constitutional law." ACLU attorney Larry Dupuy, who represented the same-sex couples who brought this lawsuit, said he was elated by the court's decision, which embraced the ACLU's arguments against the gay marriage ban.
It hurts minority, and in particular it hurts children, which is what the states are purporting to try to help. And that was also another theme of his themes during oral argument was, look, if you're trying to help children of accidental procreation, why are you refusing to allow people who might be adopting those children to marry?
Attorneys for both sides said that gay marriage would still not be allowed in Wisconsin in the short term. Dana Bruick, a spokeswoman for Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen, said Van Hollen had always believed that this case would ultimately be decided by the United States Supreme Court. Bruick said the district court's stay remained in effect, which would prevent same-sex couples from marrying until appeals have been concluded. The ACLU's Dupuy said that could potentially change when the appeals court issues its mandate on this ruling in 21 days. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.